The MV Saoirse was due to be the Irish contribution to the Gaza flotilla, but it has not sailed because apparently it has been sabotaged. One of a couple of boats that appear to have been deliberately damaged. The propeller shafts have been damaged on the Irish boat. Many of the people involved are coming home, but six of the 20 plus crew are joining an Italian-based vessel. One of those who will be doing so is the Socialist Party member of the European Parliament for Dublin, Paul Murphy. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello.
Paul, tell us first of all, what actually happened to the boat?
Yeah, the boat was deliberately sabotaged, which has been confirmed by a Turkish marine engineer. Something, either a small explosive or a sharp instrument, was used to damage the propeller shaft, which meant that it was done in such a way that it happened that the boat was going out on a test run to try and get some fuel, and it was then that it was discovered. But if we had been sailing at full speed towards Gaza, which was quite possible, what may well have happened is that the propeller shaft would have been rotating at a kind of a greater angle than it's meant to be and would have ripped open the hull of the boat, meaning that water would have seeped in and the ship would have sunk.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen because it was spotted earlier on. But how did anyone find out this, that where you are? Because when we had Trevor Hogan, one of your colleagues, the former Irish rugby international, on the programme here last week, he was telling us it was a secret where the boat was being kept. So how would the somebody have found out where it was to sabotage it?
Yeah, I think the overwhelming evidence suggests that the Israeli state is behind this sabotage, and we know that Mossad, the Israeli Defense Forces, they are probably the best, if not among the best, in the world in terms of surveillance, finding out about these things. So I think there's lots of ways that they could have found out where we were, looking at photographs. There's various things that they could have done and found out where we were. And I think the reason I say that I think it's the Israeli state that's responsible is because, well, one, they haven't denied us. They've responded and not denied us. Two, this is almost exactly the same damage that was done to another ship participating in the flotilla that was in Greece. That's some coincidence that exactly the same thing happened to the two and not to other boats that are in the various two ports. And three, it's entirely in line with what the Israeli government position has been, which it said openly that it would do whatever it could to try to stop this flotilla taking place. But the result is that they seriously endangered the lives of Irish citizens and others, and there has to be a response by the Irish government to this, in my opinion.
Well, there was a response from Eamon Gilmore, and I will get to that in a few moments, but and Trevor and a few others are getting on a different boat, an Italian boat. How fearful are you, though, that that boat could be attacked by Israeli forces?
Yeah, of course there's a fear. There's a very stringent security being organised on the boats, with people, a number of people being on the boat at all times, which it's a much larger boat, there's more people going on it, so it's more possible to do that than it was on the Irish boat, to try to protect the boat. But then obviously, once we set sail, I mean, what's posed here, if the Israeli state is willing to damage the boats in such a way that they would sink and kill people, are they willing to go to the same lengths that they went to a year ago, where they killed nine people aboard the Mavi Marmara who were participating in the flotilla? And so I think that's the next fear, apart from them damaging the boat, is that they will attack the flotilla. And the only way to avoid that, or to try and avoid that, is to build big pressure internationally and big pressure within the Middle East to try to pull them back from that through building, you know, major demonstrations, major movements, etc.
Is it worth the hassle? Is it worth the danger that you're undertaking to do this?
I think so. I think it's worth it because, well, if we were to get through and break the blockade and bring, you know, much needed humanitarian material, reconstruction material, medicines, it would make a real difference to the people of Gaza, 80% of whom are dependent on foreign aid to survive. But also, even if we don't get through, I think that it does play a purpose. I mean, we're talking about this now. People were talking about it all throughout the course of the day. It plays a role in highlighting and publicising the outrageous, horrific blockade by the Israeli state against Gaza and the impact that it has on the lives of Palestinians. So for that reason, I think it is worthwhile.
Okay, I want to bring in another guest. We have Councillor Richard Humphreys from the Labour Party here in Dublin joining us. I think Eamon Gilmore today said he's very concerned by what has happened to this ship, the MV Saoirse, very concerned by the potential well, it's hurt that could have been caused to Irish citizens. Do you share his concern for these Irish citizens?
That's right, Matt. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on The Last Word. First of all, I should say I'm speaking personally with just my own opinion on this. I'm not speaking on behalf of the party, but of course I do agree with Eamon Gilmore and, you know, Paul Murphy there can be assured I'm very much against anything that will endanger the safety of any peaceful protesters. And furthermore, I've no doubt that he and the other Irish participants in this affair intend to react peacefully in terms of any encounters they may have with Israel. So, look, you can be reassured that, I mean, I'm equally concerned about anything that would endanger the safety of
And do any you celebrate the Irish involvement in this flotilla?
Well, no, I certainly do not.
Why not?
Well, first of all, Matt, I mean, this is a sensitive issue, and I do acknowledge the humanitarian impulses that are behind many of the people involved and many of their supporters, I think, in the wider community. But I'm calling for some balance in this debate. I mean, this isn't just my opinion. President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, have all opposed this flotilla and asked that it be called off, as have a number of governments, of our partners in the EU and other governments. Have been very clearly opposed to this flotilla, and I share that opposition.
Why would you be opposed to the flotilla if it's trying to bring humanitarian aid to the oppressed people in Gaza?
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure that all of these ships are carrying aid. I gather the main cargo on the Irish ship was rugby shirts and so forth. I'm not sure that there was Paul Murphy there refers to reconstruction material. I don't know that there was any reconstruction material on the Irish ship in any event. But, I mean, the suffering of the Gazan civilians has been highlighted. And, of course, I share that and I sympathise with their plight and I want to see the blockade lifted. But I support the ultimate creation of a sovereign Palestinian state. Let me be clear about that, living in peace with their Israeli neighbours. But I'm calling for balance in this. I don't hear any concern on the part of the United Left Alliance to the Hamas terrorism against Israel. I mean, it's as if the Israel...
No, one second, Paul. Let Richard finish his point and then I'll bring you in, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, look, it's as if the impression has been given Israel are just putting this blockade in place for the hell of it. You know, I'm not here to comment on whether this blockade is legal or illegal, but I'm just saying to people, let's remember why the blockade is there. The blockade is there because the Hamas regime in Gaza have used rockets and explosives smuggled into Gaza to launch attacks to kill and injure civilians in Israel. And what I'm saying is that is terrorism. And I know that Paul's colleagues in the United Left Alliance, the Socialist Workers Party, have supported Hamas and other terrorist organizations and have questioned Israel's right to exist. I don't know where the Socialist Party stands on that. So I suppose I'd like to hear from Paul.
Well, let's give Paul Murphy the opportunity to respond to the things you've said. What about this, Paul, this idea that terrorism is resident in Gaza and that's what Israel is trying to protect itself against?
First of all, I don't agree with Hamas. I have fundamental disagreements with Hamas as I have disagreements with Fatah. But this isn't about a punishment of Hamas by Israel. It's a collective punishment, which has been found by numerous human rights organizations, of the people of Gaza. And it's a collective punishment of the people of Gaza who are suffering as a result of Israel's actions for voting for Hamas, for a party that Israel didn't like, and the result was that Hamas won the elections. So it's outrageous. And I reject entirely the idea that Richard is coming here and putting balance on the debate. Richard is not putting balance on the debate. Richard is a supporter of the actions of Israel in relation to Palestine, in my opinion. I mean, he released a press statement earlier on this week where he said the responsibility for the violence on last year's flotilla rests with the Turkish terrorists who attempted to kill and injure members of the Israeli Defense Forces in front of their colleagues. That places the blame for the murder by the IDF of activists last year on the flotilla with those peaceful activists. Six of the nine were found by a UN report to have been summarily executed by the IDF. It's just outrageous to try and suggest a balance between peaceful protesters bringing aid and assistance to the people of Gaza and armed Israeli soldiers who attacked the last flotilla and killed people. It's just, there is no sense of balance whatsoever in that.
Well, just to reply briefly to that, I mean, first of all, while I appreciate and I accept the humanitarian sentiment that is behind much of the support for the flotilla, let's be realistic about it. Who would benefit if this blockade is suddenly lifted without any quid pro quo, any deal from Hamas? Who would benefit would be Hamas and the other jihadi organizations who've been at liberty to attack Israel and Israeli civilians. We'd have a resumption of importation of weapons, we'd have a resumption of importation of rockets, and we'd have renewed deaths and injuries among the civilian population. So let's not be naive about it. The second thing is, I mean, I'm totally against any violent provocations or any violent encounters. And I mean, the UN Secretary General has made clear that this type of flotilla is a provocation and runs the risk of causing violence. And as far as, I mean, I
will bring you back in 1 second when Richard's finished his point.
I very much share Paul's concern about the suffering of the civilian population in Gaza, but I'd like him also to share concern for the suffering of the civilian population in Israel, who've been subject to thousands of rocket attacks, hundreds already in 2001. As far as the IDF intervention the last time is concerned, I mean, I'm simply offering my personal opinion. There's videos of the incident where you can see the Turks on one of the ships throwing IDF soldiers below deck and so on. I mean, the Israelis didn't come in and kill people indiscriminately in all the other boats. There was just simply one incident, and there's considerable evidence that they weren't met with a peaceful protest. They were met with very severe violence. And what I'm saying is, if and insofar as people decide to attempt to kill or injure Israeli soldiers in front of their armed colleagues, I mean, any defence force in the world is going to react to that sort of thing. I mean, I obviously regret it, but let's not
okay.
have a one-sided
Paul Murphy,
view.
MEP for Dublin and the Socialist Party, respond to that, please.
Richard's personal point of view there is entirely at odds with the UN report into what happened on the Mavi Marmara, which did say that 6 of the 9, at least, were summarily executed by the IDF, and to attempt to place blame on them for their killing is outrageous, in my opinion. I don't understand this talk that it can be a provocation. I mean, what sort of situation do you have whereby it's a provocation to bring, or to attempt to bring, aid to people in Gaza, and that somehow is a provocation and a justification for attacks on the ship? It's ridiculous, and it shows, well, the real nature of the Israeli state. Who would benefit from the blockade being lifted? Well, I think very definitely is the Gaza people who would benefit. I mean, the statistics are shocking. More than 70% of 9-month-old children in Gaza are anemic. 13.2% of the children in Gaza suffer irreversible stunted growth. 66% of households are food insecure. 300,000 people are forced to survive on less than a dollar a day, or try to survive. And those figures have dramatically worsened. Like, a figure on less than a dollar a day, they've tripled since the imposition of the blockade. So it's a collective punishment, which is illegal, against the people of Gaza. And it's the people of Gaza who would benefit. I'm opposed to rocket attacks from Hamas on Israel. I think they're counterproductive. I disagree with them.
Counterproductive, aren't they? Murderous and wrong.
Yes, they are. I disagree entirely with rocket attacks from Hamas into Palestine. You also have to, and to put the balance on it, is that for every rocket attack that goes into Israel, and which I condemn, on average you have 4 or 5 artillery attacks going back the other way, and you obviously have...
Which are equally murderous and equally wrong. I'm going to have to leave it there.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Paul Murphy, MEP from the Socialist Party, and Councillor Richard Humphreys of the Labour Party. Thanks,